Pre-puzzle number 3. The five of you weave through more long, winding hallways, finally coming to a set of stairs leading down. Aaliyah takes 2 steps at a time and reaches the door at the bottom first.
Great, Connor mutters. Another door. How do we get through this one?
Aaliyah reaches for the doorknob. Kind of to your surprise, the door just opens.
Like that, she says, trying to hide her smile.
Connor laughs. As sometimes I think too much. On the other side of the door, you are all greeted by a warm breeze with the scent of spring flowers, green grass under your feet, and a vast blue dome rising overhead. Mountains loom around you, but they seem flat, as if they're just painted on distant walls.
Did we come outside? Gwen asks.
Sonny shakes his head.
No, but it does feel like it.
Look,
Aaliyah says, pointing across the grass to a cliff wall. In the smooth stone is another door.
Awesome! Let's go!
Connor hollers. But as he marches forward, the ground falls away, creating a deep sinkhole. Sonny leaps and grabs Connor by the shoulders before he slips through.
Gotcha.
The rest of you drag Connor back to safe ground as he shakes his head again.
Sometimes I don't think enough.
Aaliyah hums, thinking.
If there's one sinkhole, I bet there are more. It must be a way across.
Gwen points up.
Hey, did you all notice those lights?
Squinting at the curved ceiling, you spy an array of small lights arranged like glowing stars. The lights look almost like... Are those numbers, you wonder aloud?
Yeah, allow me, Aaliyah says.
Waving her hands, she utters a magnify algorithm, which sails up, bounces off of the ceiling, and drifts back down, dissolving into a floating picture. Aaliyah zooms in, revealing that the lights are numbers on a grid. It looks like the grid is overlaid on a picture of the room you're in.
Connor clasps his hands together. Maybe it'll tell us how to get across this place. Let's figure it out.